Hey guys, welcome back to the Prehistoric Life Podcast. Today, we're back with another battle. And today, we're going to dive right into this amazing battle. I'm really excited for this one because it's more even than last time. I do want to mention that today that this is coming out on YouTube. So I guess for y'all today, for me the day before. This is the last day for voting for Therizinosaurus and Suchiomimus. And I guess I might as well show y'all about where we're at right now with that. So it's where I thought it would be and where I want it to be, honestly. Carnotaurus and Suchiomimus will be the next matchup. Therizinosaurus will be disqualified, sadly. Don't know why Siri was activated, but whatever. For the three of you that did vote, thank you so much. But yes, Suchiomimus will be moving on. So, just want that to be stated. But today, we're going to dive right into this amazing battle. This time, it's a lot more fair. I did some pre-research. It is Dilophosaurus versus Utah Raptor. So let's dive right into it with the estimated sizes and things like that of Utah Raptor. So Utah Raptor stands at a whopping 6.5-ish, 6.6 feet tall. And is about 7 meters, so about 23 feet long. And it weighs about 0.55 to 1.1 tons. So it's a big boy. He's a big boy. And the thing about Utah Raptor is this comes with one of these bad boys. So this is actually Mega Raptor, a Mega Raptor claw. So we're not going to say that this is the size for Utah Raptor, but it would probably be that maybe. Give about that. But this is just a larger specimen to kind of show it off a bit cleaner and easier. Speaking of Suchiomimus, we got him right here. Big old Suki. So, again, this is a Mega Raptor claw, not Utah Raptor. And we are doing Utah Raptor. But it's the same premise. It's a giant toe claw used for stabbing, slashing, tearing. It comes with hand claws that comes with... that can stab, slash, and tear, things like that. So I'm going to set this off to the side while we talk about some bite forces and things like that. So what I could find on the Utah Raptor bite force, it's not impressive. About 600 PSI. Again, way more impressive than any human, don't get me wrong. But these bite marks... on fossils have suggested that they are gnawing rather than crushing. Utah Raptor would likely use its claws to kill its prey rather than its teeth. So yes, it probably will bite and things like that, but it will slash with its giant toe claw. It will also slash with its hand claws, pounce, things like that. This thing, it can break bone. Don't get me wrong. What was it? Like PSI to break femur. To break a human, the force needed to break a human femur is around 1,700 PSI or over 1 million kilograms per square meter. And that's a femur. So that's like your leg. So, don't expect it to bite clean through any limbs, but it can definitely put some cracks and bumps and really mess you up. But it was more of a slasher, so this will probably end up being a war of attrition. Like, what was that? Ceratosaurus and Carnotaurus. Because surprisingly, Dilophosaurus, I don't really know anything about the bite force. But we're going to actually move on to Dilophosaurus. So let's dive right into it. Where is it? There it is. Here is Dilophosaurus, and this is one of the very first dinosaur I ever put in this book. Coming in at about 2 meters tall again. So yeah, they're roughly the same size. So about 6.65-ish, I guess. And about 6 meters long. So Utah Raptor is longer. Not that that actually, I feel like that might play against Utah Raptor because that technically gives Dilophosaurus more area to bite. Because, I mean, it could bite part of its tails off or tail. Things like that. And Dilophosaurus weighed about 800 pounds. While Utah Raptor was about 1,000 pounds. So Utah Raptor did have more weight to toss around by over 200 pounds, actually, which is rather impressive. Well, not 200 even, but it was more like 120. But, I mean, we can see that kind of correlation between humans and like the UFC. 120 pounds makes a big difference. Now the interesting thing about Dilophosaurus is I couldn't find anything clean about its bite force. So what I found was actually this. Dilophosaurus was once thought to have was thought to be a fearsome hunter. However, recent studies have casted doubts on this theory. The skull and jaw design of Dilophosaurus is somewhat weak, suggesting it could not bite very, very hard. This has been used as evidence for scavenging. But right under here, Reddit says, the Dilophosaurus was rather recently found to have had a strong jaw. For a long time, Dilophosaurus was thought to have a weak jaw until the notion was flipped upside down and it was realized that it had a rather strong bite. So I actually don't know the bite force of Dilophosaurus. Is there anything here? So I am actually going to say that it had a rather strong bite force. And if 600 is Utah Raptors, I will put it at a... I need to make it reasonable. I'll say it has a stronger bite force than... Don't take this as any science. I have no actual fact technically backing this. And what I do have is that it just had a strong bite force. And it was thought to be because of this crook in the jaw right here that I had a weak bite force. But now I guess they're saying that it has a rather strong bite force. So I really don't know what to go off of for that. And I couldn't actually find anything. So I'm just going to go off the notion that it had a stronger bite force than Utah Raptor. So let us dive right into this battle. And I'm actually excited for it. Granted, none of these will... No, they can land a killing blow. They can rip out jugulars and things like that. But I'm actually excited for this. So let's dive right in. A lone Dilophosaurus walks through the jungle and comes across a Utah Raptor at the jungle's edge. Utah Raptor turns to meet Dilophosaurus. As Dilophosaurus notices Utah Raptor staring at it, it realizes the jig is up. There is no ambushing here. Dilophosaurus's horrifying echoes in the background. And I want y'all to know that Dilophosaurus sounded really horrifying, and I want that to be stated. That is Jurassic Park, Dilophosaurus. If you do not know what that is, I have done an episode on dinosaur vocalizations. I played it during one of my interviews with Sky. I think I played it during another interview. I don't quite remember, but it is very horrifying. And I want that to be stated here right now while we were talking about this. And while it howls out at Utah Raptor kind of laughs at it back. I'm not good at it. They charge in at each other. Dilophosaurus actually goes in for the first bite at Utah Raptor's neck, but Utah Raptor quickly jolts back and slashes at the face of Utah Raptor with its hand. Or not Utah Raptor, Dilophosaurus slashing open the face. Dilophosaurus screams at Utah Raptor. Screams at Utah Raptor. As Utah Raptor screams back, Utah Raptor quickly jumps at Dilophosaurus, but Dilophosaurus is able to pounce out the way, lighter on its feet. Is able to dodge easier, get away. Wow, this is a surprisingly even fight. But Dilophosaurus is not giving up easily. They charge in at each other, and they kind of ram bodies against each other, shoulder to throat, basically. And they're slashing at each other's necks and side with their hands. Utah Raptor is able to climb on the side of Dilophosaurus and kick it over, kind of back jumping off of it. It quickly charges in. As it charges in, it jumps onto Dilophosaurus' side and rips open part of its giant thigh here with its giant claw. But that's not making Dilophosaurus give up easily. It kicks Utah Raptor in the face as it's on the ground. It kicks up and up and up and kicks it off of him and then gets up, bleeding from its side. Dilophosaurus just echoes its horrifying scream at Utah Raptor as it runs in at Utah Raptor. Utah Raptor, still dazed, doesn't know what's happening as Dilophosaurus's jaws clamp around its throat. Dilophosaurus bites tight as it slams Utah Raptor to the ground. Placing a foot on its side, it bites the face of Utah Raptor, tearing flesh, feather, meat, skin from bone. It rips it off, and that gnarly hook there even gets caught and snags it some more. Dilophosaurus slashes with its hands too, but Utah Raptor kicks Dilophosaurus in the gut, its toe quickly entering into its stomach. Dilophosaurus jolts back, but it rips part of its stomach out. A lot of blood is gushing out from Dilophosaurus as it basically coughs up blood. Dilophosaurus is not giving up easily. Neither is Utah Raptor. Both bloodied, bruised, and beaten, they snarl at each other as Utah Raptor gets up. I keep wanting to call it Mega Raptor. Dilophosaurus charges in one last time. While Utah Raptor is down, still trying to get up, Dilophosaurus grabs onto the face of Utah Raptor, grabs onto the neck, digging its claws into its face and its neck as it bites down and clamps down onto the throat and jugular of Utah Raptor. Utah Raptor screaming, looking around frantically as it takes its hand and slashes at the throat and the chest of Dilophosaurus. Dilophosaurus is not giving up. Its superior bite force is allowing it to barely hang on as it clamps down. Utah Raptor is finally able to kick Dilophosaurus off as it tears from the bottom of the throat and the top of the neck, ripping skin and meat from flesh. Utah Raptor's blood drips onto the desert floor. Dilophosaurus watches on, blood dripping from its teeth. Dilophosaurus roars as it charges in. It actually pounces on the side of Utah Raptor and tackles it to the ground. As they both roll down a hill, Dilophosaurus and Utah Raptor slash at each other. Slash, slash. Utah Raptor takes its claw and digs it into Dilophosaurus. Dilophosaurus screams out as it bites down on the bottom of the throat of Utah Raptor. Claws slash and cut at each other. Dilophosaurus stabs the side of Utah Raptor with its claws. They still fall down this surprisingly tall hill till they hit the floor, dust going everywhere. At the bottom, Dilophosaurus rips open, bites down, and tears apart Utah Raptor. Raptor's neck. Utah Raptor taking its claw and cutting open the side of Dilophosaurus, sending blood and meat, muscle everywhere. Dilophosaurus screams out as it steps on Utah Raptor's face, slamming it into the ground, then slashing at its face, gouging out an eye as it bites down on the neck, ripping more flesh off. Dilophosaurus is then towering over Utah Raptor laying on the ground. Utah Raptor gets up and headbutts Dilophosaurus, uppercutting it. Dilophosaurus kind of stumbles back. Two could play at that game. Dilophosaurus takes its crest and slams it into the side of the face of Utah Raptor. Completely, just with the hard exterior. It hurts Dilophosaurus, but it actually sends just mind-shaking headache pains, and even some of the bone is exposed on Dilophosaurus, cutting part of Utah Raptor's face open. Utah Raptor is not backing down. Bloodlust in both of their eyes. They're both frantic, shaking. Utah Raptor, with its one good eye, is looking around frantically, trying to find Dilophosaurus as it stands on the opposite side. Dilophosaurus knows that it's in favor as it charges in, headbutting the side, the exposed, just torn open side of Utah Raptor's neck, slamming its crests into there as Utah Raptor slides across the desert floor. Dilophosaurus charges in, slamming its foot down on the side of Utah Raptor, pressing down as hard as it can as it just grabs and tears at the throat of Utah Raptor. Utah Raptor is not giving up easily as it slashes and tears through Dilophosaurus's foot, its shin. Dilophosaurus jumps back, hurt, injured, tired of being torn apart by Utah Raptor, but not surrendering. Utah Raptor, barely able to get up, rises to its feet. Dilophosaurus charges in one last time, headbutting again, the rib cage, breaking a rib this time of Dilophosaurus, or Utah Raptor, my bad. Utah Raptor, in just pure agony, screams out as Dilophosaurus actually bites down on the bottom jaw. Utah Raptor tries to bite down on the upper jaw, but the Dilophosaurus jams its head in there, ripping just... Utah Raptor can barely fit in there. So it's basically forcing its head into an area that doesn't fit. So think about how that goes. It's basically dislocating Utah Raptor's jaw. Utah Raptor screams out in pain and agony as it tries to rip part of the crest off, but it actually knocks some teeth out and lacerates the top of the jaw. But the Dilophosaurus bites down on the bottom jaw, ripping it, dislocating it from the jaw, I guess. But Utah Raptor takes its big old sickle claw and jams it into the side of Dilophosaurus, making it rip basically just its tongue out, kind of. As Dilophosaurus turns, it basically turns, snapping off the big claw inside of itself. Utah Raptor's foot stumbles down, but as it's landing on the ground, Dilophosaurus headbutts Utah Raptor again, making it roll its ankle. Its ankle is broken as it slams into the ground. Dilophosaurus bites down on the neck, ripping and tearing at the flesh, biting and tearing throat out of its neck. Its jugular is exposed as Dilophosaurus bites down and rips open its windpipe, blood entering the Utah Raptor's lungs as it bleeds out into a puddle of its own gore. Dilophosaurus wins. Okay. So I actually didn't know who would win this. This is a very unique fight. They're both very evenly matched. And I personally am saying Dilophosaurus is winning this. I'm a little biased for Dilophosaurus. I'm going to say that now. And honestly, they're both really impressive monsters. I mean, Utah Raptor, just the sheer size of it being a raptor, is really impressive. And this guy is saying Utah Raptor wins 90% of the time. I feel like I was wronged. But Dilophosaurus is always portrayed as the small, weaker creature. The bite force is actually surprisingly strong now that we know it. Know that? So I put its bite force at 800, so I put it above Utah Raptor. It could have been even with Utah Raptor, and I have no idea. I didn't get a number or anything. But the only advantage, really, that Utah Raptor had was his giant sickle claws. And it did use them. It tore up Dilophosaurus. In fact, Dilophosaurus probably is going to walk off and die after this and bleed out and die. And they're both very used to fighting large animals. Dilophosaurus hunted large animals. It could have also fed on smaller animals and fish. I mean, it hunted smaller theropods. It could have possibly hunted whatever. It could have hunted a lot of stuff. And I mean, if we're doing Dilophosaurus from Jurassic Park, then it would lose to Utahraptor. But Utahraptor also has that. It's used to hunting iguanodons and therizinosaurus. So honestly, I'm putting favor in Dilophosaurus because of it. It's going to sound goofy, but because of its crest, kind of. I mean, I really don't know. This is a very even fight. And I'm putting favor in Dilophosaurus for this round. Utahraptor was technically larger weight and length-wise, but at the same height. It was barely larger weight-wise and barely larger length-wise. Length doesn't really matter. If anything, that would anti-favorite, unless it's like a Apatosaurus and it gets that really long whip tail. But I'm actually putting favor in Dilophosaurus. I feel like there weren't really many hadrosaurs in the Jurassic. So this thing probably fought a few stegosauruses or possibly faced down smaller sauropods, possibly. It could have also fed on smaller whatever. So it's a very even fight. And I'm really happy that I put this matchup together. But I'm putting favor for Dilophosaurus. So if you guys hate it, dang. Sorry, guys. But again, if you want to see these amazing creatures and their locations and all this stuff, go check out Fossil Dinosaur Trips. Not Fossil Trips. There's their page. If you want their Instagram, I'll pull that up real quick. Remember, tell them Prehistoric Life sent you. They'll give you $250 off your tickets. I don't know why I can't pull it up. Hang on. I'm trying to pull up their Instagram page. Here it is. So there it is. Go check out Dinosaur Trips. Again, tell them Prehistoric Life sent you. They'll give you $250 off your tickets. And if you want more content from me, here is my page. I post Dinosaurs of the Week, interviews, things like that. You'll learn about these battles a little bit sooner. Speaking of learning about things sooner, if you want to watch my episodes earlier, go check out my YouTube account. Again, that is Fossil Crates. That is not my YouTube page. My bad, guys. So, yeah, also go check out Fossil Crates. I love their stuff. I don't really know what they have in Dilophosaurus in Utah, but or Utah Raptor, but here, go check out my YouTube account. There's actually something about Dilophosaurus's sounds. It's very horrifying to hear. But yeah, go check that out. I try to post things 2-ish days earlier, give or take. If you want all of that in one place, go check out my website. Again, that's prehistoriclifepodcast.com. From there, you can get to my YouTube and my Instagram. But till next time, I'm your host, Eric Crawford, signing off. This has been Prehistoric Life Podcast, and I'll see you all next time. Remember, keep it prehistoric. Goodbye. We'll be right back.